In 1800, it was a large three-story central marketplace. It was converted into a theater in 1899 and renamed the Lyric. Today, it is one of only a dozen Beaux Arts theaters in our nation. Vaudeville and Broadway-bound theatricals showcased the great entertainers of Bob Hope and Groucho Marx, Eddie Cantor, and the stirring marches of the Allentown Band and the musical magnificence of the Allentown Symphony Orchestra. In 1953, with the help of Call Chronicle newspapers Sam and Donald Miller, the Lyric was purchased by the Allentown Symphony Orchestra as a permanent home for the orchestra and christened Symphony Hall. Recently renamed Miller Symphony Hall in honor of the family who saved and continue to support it today, it is a fully fledged performing arts center. We talk, of course, of Miller Symphony Hall. With programs like El Sistema and the Schott Summer String Scholarships, the Met Live series, concerts, family concerts, performances, specialty program, and much, much more, we bring you up to date with the second half of the current 2017-2018 season. There's a lot of outstanding events planned just for you, and we explore them right now. This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon, WDIY-FM, 88.1 in Allentown, and I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, we chat today with Lucy Blois, Vice President of Marketing and Community Engagement, and with the newly appointed Interim Director, Diane Scott. Welcome. You know, great things are really happening at Miller Symphony Hall, and we're really excited to hear about them.
Thank you. Thank you, George. Thank you, Kate, for having us. We're really excited to be here tonight and to talk to all of you. We are, and first, before we get on, I'm very happy to announce our Interim Executive Director, who's here with us again, which has been associated with the Symphony Association for more than 20 years, and we're happy to have her. It's Miss Diane Scott.
Yes, Diane, welcome.
Oh, I have been closely related to the symphony itself and to the hall for over 20 years now. Love Allentown and want it to thrive, and I'm very excited about all the wonderful things that are happening there. And Miller Symphony Hall is such a wonderful backdrop to all of the diverse programs that we're offering. And I mean, you hear about the classical concerts all the time, but in addition to that, we have pops, we have jazz, we have comedy club, we have family shows, and we also have great partnerships with people in the community in order to help them with their programs.
We were laughing that in preparing for the show, just to cover the rest of the 28, what's left until the summer, mm-hmm. we would probably need three editions of Lehigh Valley, yeah. which is wonderful.
We're very lucky that we have wonderful sponsors, because we really could not do it without them. People think that, you know, they're paying a good price for the tickets, but tickets only cover a small portion of what it takes to put on the shows that we have. And so we're very fortunate to have foundations and trusts and funds that we tap. Trexler Trust, the Schott Trust, the Renninger Trust, a Homer Foundation, and the Amaranth Foundation. Most importantly, I want to mention the Century Fund, because the Century Fund is helping us to bring young people into Miller Symphony Hall and to see the great array of shows that we have. They will sponsor anyone under the age of 21 coming to our classical and our pops for free. And that's through the auspices of the Century Fund.
Correct. Yeah, we're very fortunate. We're happy to have them on board. Also, another partnership this season that we started something new. We're doing the a comedy series upstairs in the Rodale Room, and we partnered up with our media sponsor, WLEV, and they're helping us out and promoting it. And it's we're going to have a three shows this season. We're going to our second one on Friday, February 2nd. We're hosting the award-winning comedians Jane Gordon and Patty Rusborough. It's upstairs in the Rodale Community Room. It's a fun, light evening. Come on out, hang out at our jazz cabaret. I like our jazz cabaret style that we've had.
Which is a wonderful setting for it.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to that one.
Mm-hmm.
The POPS programs that we have coming up the remainder of our season, we have on January 27th, it's Dancing and Romancing. And for those of you out there that remember the wonderful, wonderful movies of Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, it's a program that's devoted to the music from those movies.
Okay.
So that's going to be wonderful. And then May 12th, we have the music of David Bowie and his cha-cha-cha changes that is called, and it's the symphony working with the music of David Bowie. So that's wonderful, and we're looking forward to that. And we have some great partnerships also. One partnership that we have is with the Allentown School District Foundation, and you know that I am partial to the Allentown School District because of my many years there, but they have their fundraiser at
High Notes.
High Notes at Miller Symphony Hall. And they have a lot of opportunities for people to come. You know, the dinner itself is a little expensive, but it's worthwhile. It's $160. That's upstairs in the Rodale Room. But then they're also offering people the opportunity to come to open rehearsal the night before. And that would be March 23rd at 6 o'clock. And that's in the main hall. Mm-hmm. And then after the dinner at 8:30, we also have a presentation on the 24th in the main hall. And it's just a delightful presentation of excerpts from all of the musical programs that the middle schools and the high schools have. And I've been there every year since it started. And it just is wonderful to see how the children are improving in their skills.
It is actually, I've been lucky enough to attend. I work as an educator with the program and love it. And it's extraordinary. I mean, if people haven't seen it, it's just really thrilling. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful.
Yeah, we have so many family programming, too, on this season, this year, in addition to the High Notes, as we bring the families out. Our family series continues with our something different. We did a little different this year with an illusionist, the Jason Bishop Show. He came out of a sold-out run from New York City, and he'll be here with us on Saturday, February 3rd at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look on our website, we have a whole slew of shows for the rest of the season. Diane Wittry programs the ASO annual family concert, and this year we welcome Michael Budowins back. Last year he was with Peter and the Wolf, and this year he's coming back with The Life and Times of Beethoven on Saturday, February 24th. And if you go on our website at millersymphonyhall.org, you'll see the rest of our series that pertains to all the families and young children about. There's always something for them to come on out and do.
My father's dragon caught my eye.
Yes, did that. That's a fun one, yes.
The wonderful thing is the programming for the family. That's very important to us here in the Lehigh Valley. And we know, too, that a very important and integral part of the Allentown Symphony Association and Miller Symphony Hall is the cultural education in partnership with the community. That is so important.
Correct. And as you're right, George, because that does fulfill our mission, and that's what we're all about. And I did want to mention that you reminded me of the pre-concert activities that we have with all our family series. If you come out early and take the kids upstairs to the Rodale Room at 12:30 before each of the family series shows, we have activities for them.
So they can come out.
Yeah, and for the family concert, we always have the musical instrument petting zoo.
Okay. Yes.
So they can come on out and try it out instruments before they go up to the concert. It's a great way to introduce young ones to what a classical concert would be about. And, of course, the program's shortened and very lighthearted for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of fun.
Another really strong part of the education program that we have is El Sistema.
Yes.
And El Sistema started out at one elementary school, Roosevelt Elementary School, and it was for children that wouldn't have exposure to string instruments. I can remember being a part of the beginning of that, and we didn't even have instruments. We had to cut out cellos and violins and for about 2 or 3 months before we were able to raise enough money to get the actual instrument for the children. We just taught them how to hold them and how to take care of them, and that was a great experience. And El Sistema is a program that was started many years ago, probably about 40 years ago now, in Venezuela, and was very successful there. And it's not just a music program. It's a program where we want to engage parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, the whole community with the school and bring the families into the school itself, and then teach children that never even imagined that they would have a string instrument in their hands, alone be able to be accomplished. And I just went to their recent concert that they had at Roosevelt. I could not believe the difference. They have progressed.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Amazing.
Really?
It really is. And it's just, it warms your heart to sit there and watch these young children. There's, right now, there's about 80 children in the program.
Really?
Yes. We've expanded into the middle school.
Okay.
And we also have young people that are not necessarily in the public school. Some of the charter school students come and are delighted. In fact, the new superintendent, his daughter's in the program.
Yes. Okay.
So, so we know we'll have support for a while.
Extraordinary for the children.
It is. It is. Mm-hmm. And we have parents that were involved in doing some fundraising this year for us. They have a spring concert at Roosevelt Elementary. And that is on March 16th at 6 p.m.
And that's open to the public.
And that's open to the public for free.
Okay.
And then at the end of the year, their final concert is at Miller Symphony Hall. And that is at 6:30 p.m. on June 7th.
Okay.
And you'll see every level of ability and as far as the string instruments are concerned. And they play separately and then together, all the levels together. So anyone that wants to come to Miller Symphony Hall, and that also is for free.
It's a great opportunity. Yeah. One other family-friendly program that actually we're bringing back, we had them here about two seasons ago. It's Mom and Chance.
Oh, right. Oh,
it's,
yes.
They are a Swiss mime at a troupe that comes. Like they dub themselves as the Musicians of Silence. So through art and body language, it's very visually oriented. It's a great program. They have a new show called You and Me, and that's coming later this season in March, on March 28th. At 7 p.m., and that's also very family-friendly and a lot of fun to watch.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We've seen them many times, and we very much enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's great.
Now, I talked a little bit about those people that support us, and I just want to mention that on March 4th is our ball.
February 3rd.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a month.
That's all right. A little month ahead. February 3rd, but you're right. Oh. That's coming up fast.
I don't want time to go that fast. But
some of our staff people wish we had more time.
Yes, that's right. But the ball is, again, one of our fundraisers, and we get a large number of people, and that's at the Lehigh Country Club.
Okay. And that is, again, the date is?
It's Saturday, February 3rd. February 3rd.
Saturday the 3rd at 6 p.m. Black Tie Event, Cocktails, Dinner, and Dancing. And all of that's on the website as well.
And just contact Miller Symphony Hall if you'd like to come to that ball.
And let's see, the theme is One Enchanted Evening, Arabian Nights, is it not?
Yes.
Correct.
I thought so.
Yes.
It's going to be a fun event for everyone.
Well, you know, the mission of the Allentown Symphony Orchestra, or rather association, is to provide a first-class symphony orchestra and the symphony hall, we know that. And quality performing arts, we know that. And, of course, I mentioned before the cultural education and partnership with the community. So very important to us, all, all the time. We're going to be right back in just a flash after this salient message, and we're going to talk a little bit about the subs that they're going to be selling. You got it.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Baum School of Art, 510 Linden Street, Allentown, enriching lives through arts education for the past 90 years. Classes in art, design, and fashion for children, teens, and adults. For more information, baumschool.org or 610-433-0032.
And we're back. We thank you. We are chatting today with Lucy Blois, who is the Vice President of Marketing and Community Engagement, and with the newly appointed interim director, Diane Scott. We all know Diane, of course. We know Lucy, too, for many, many years. has been a downtown mover and shaker. So we thank you for coming and telling us about the continued season 2017 to 2018.
Another opportunity that the people have in order to see our classical concerts and also our pops is called, it's a sub subscription.
Our mini sub.
And so for you can pick any three of the remaining classical concerts and pops.
And pops.
Any three of them for $99. And so...
It's another way to get people to come who haven't been and don't want to buy a whole season.
Right.
So we're in the middle. And
some people are out of town for certain months during the season, but they would like to support the symphony, and that's a way to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and also, people that like classical and are pops are also fans of the Metropolitan Opera. And now that's been in place for almost 10 years, I'd say, here
at
the hall.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's live. It's screened in HD. It's live from the Met on the day that they're broadcasting it. And also, we do have repeats at the hall. So if you miss it and you want to come back, so we have a summer program that repeats most of them. So you have to check our schedule. The one that's coming up, one of my favorites that's coming up real soon, is Puccini's La Boheme. It's going to be there on February 25th.
Yes.
So if you come to the hall, parking is easy. Lots of decks available.
Yeah.
Easy to park, get a bite to eat, come down to the hall, and it's live and screen, like as if you're watching it on IMAX.
And what I love about this series is they take you backstage sometimes.
Yes,
I
love
that.
Thanks for bringing that up. Yes.
Yep.
Right. Meanwhile, everybody at the Met is on break. We're still going backstage and talking to the actors and actresses backstage. It's wonderful to get their take in. So it's one of my favorite times to come in and just not have to rush into the city. Available right here in our backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great.
Very good.
The other thing that we're working on right now is the shot competition. And we were very fortunate that the Shot Brothers left dollars for us in their will in order to have this competition, and it has to be string. This year it's violin.
Okay.
And so the free concert will be on March 4th at Symphony Hall, and this year it's at 1:30. Usually it's a little bit later in previous years, but 1:30. Again, it's free. Anyone that wants to come, you will hear the finals of the shot competition. We have just finished the preliminaries, and we have identified 9 violinists. They will be coming back, and we have judges that highly qualified judges that come in from all over the areas, New York, Philadelphia. They will judge these young people, and as a result of that, we'll pick the top prize winner that gets $10,000. Mm-hmm. Is the top prize winner. And so you'll be able to hear a budding new artist, and you can actually, years from now, say, I saw him or her when.
Yes.
And so the shot competition also, in addition to competing in the string area, we have the ability to give scholarships to students for the summer. And so you can apply for those scholarships. If you go on our website, you can see all the details as far as application is concerned.
So these are local students?
And
Yes.
Yeah, basically.
It's our local competition.
Local competition, yes.
Right.
And so it's a wonderful opportunity. They even, the Shop Brothers, left us 2 violins that we try to keep in as tip-top condition as possible, and then we loan those out to violinists, and so that's another opportunity. So we're fortunate that for years now, we have had people in this community that believe in music and the importance of music and how music not only lifts your heart, but it helps your brain, and I think more and more people are realizing the connection between the academics, education, and the importance of people listening to all kinds of music to enhance their lives.
Mm-hmm. And Diane, I just wanted to mention, she talked about the shot winner at the finals round. You'll hear his piece. He or her piece. Mm-hmm. They have an opportunity to play with the orchestra the following year.
That's right.
Witchery will program to come back, and you'll hear them with the Allentown Symphony Orchestra. So you'll get their chance to see them perform on stage with the concert. So it's a great opportunity for these students.
Say another life-changing
exactly.
For these young students, El Sistema on one level, this on another level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yes,
And I know that we've been talking about other programs other than the classical, but we do have a chorus. We have the Allentown Symphony Orchestra Chorus. And for any of those listeners that are listening tonight, we have the opportunity for you to audition for our chorus, and that's on the 25th of January at the hall. And again, for time
Thursday.
And information about that, you can go on our website to look that up. And so in the past, we've had other choruses come in. Now we have our own chorus.
We're
really pleased about that.
Yeah, Diane's doing a great job in building the community with the Yorkshire First now with the chorus, and it's just adding to everything that we do. So we're excited about that.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, too, and an interesting time to be connecting the community with all kinds of ways, as we were talking about before we went on the air. Mm-hmm. The community around you is changing right
yes.
now. It's a whole, the city's being reborn, mm-hmm. and here's this beautiful gem right in the middle of it with so much to offer. It has to be really an exciting time to be seeing the Obstrata going up around you, the mix of people downtown,
mm-hmm.
People talking about not needing to go into New York, being able to come right across the street and see the Met right at the Symphony Hall.
Yeah, exactly. We had an event at the hall. As a matter of fact, this weekend, we welcomed the Strata neighbors to the hall. So we had a nice reception before the King Singers concert. They came on out, they saw the hall and got to witness what goes on. And we heard a lot of feedback from the residents already saying how convenient it is. We're just steps away.
Yeah.
So, and they get it first from reading the marquee right outside their windows.
And we said to them that we wanted to know what they would like. So when they were there on Saturday night before the performance that we had them fill out a short questionnaire, what kind of music that they would like to hear. And we would like to be able to have that influence some of our programming.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to have a focus group of residents from the Stratas and see if we can't build up a community of neighbors who will come in and enjoy it. There, as you said, there's a lot of changes in downtown Allentown, and I've noticed, because I live in Hamilton Park in Allentown, up by Ewell's. I'll give Ewell's a plug.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And,
great place.
And I can see it's actually spreading throughout Allentown. It's not just the downtown part. And so we want, you know, people to easy access to where we are, and we want to be good neighbors. We want to be able mm-hmm. to engage the people that are now living in downtown and right next to the Miller Symphony Hall, and give them an opportunity to come into the hall.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I do want to mention is I've been very blessed to have performed on the stage at Symphony Hall several times with the Allentown Symphony, the Allentown Band, the Circle of Stones Theater Company. Mm-hmm. And I want to poignantly point out that the partnerships with other artists and arts organizations within the community has always been a solid foundation with the with Symphony Association and Symphony Hall. So we want to say thank you as artists to Symphony Hall for opening your doors to us as well, the outsiders, so to speak, but yet the insiders of the arts. And your audiences are so eclectic. That's what's so beautiful, from jazz to classical to rock. And the specialty program, I remember seeing Tony Randall there and Garrison Keillor. How do you choose the programming for a particular year? Because it is so varied.
It's true. It is very diverse. Part of it has to do with what the community wants, what they want to hear. And we always look to see what already has been in the community, mm-hmm. so we try bringing something different.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to keep the nature of partnership and not try to compete. So if something's already been on, it's been come through, we try to do something a little different and something that's out that works in other markets like our area, and then we'll try to bring them here. So it's very, very cognizant. And George, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention and thank WDIY as our serious media sponsor now for so many years with our Jazz Upstairs, as that program continues and it's been very successful on its own. So we're really happy about our partnership here with WDIY. We thank all of you. We just had the Lawrence Hobgood Trio this past Friday night, and it was all wonderful. First time out, and people really enjoyed him. And our next one's coming up with the Simon Mulligan Trio in February, on February 16th at 7:30 p.m. So if you haven't been upstairs for jazz yet,
it's wonderful.
Thank you. It's a great time to come.
Yes.
Can you drink a little bite?
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
It feels like a jazz club. It's perfect. It's gorgeous.
And as our chair, Ethel Drayton Craig, always says it's the best listening room in the Lehigh Valley, and it has become that. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for all that.
And I want to mention as well the upcoming year. Can you give us any indication of what might be happening in 2018 to 2019? Mm-hmm. I mean, a scoop. That's what we want.
Spoilers.
Spoilers. Yeah, Diane is working on finalizing the classical and the pops program, and our subscription is going on sale actually in February.
Okay.
So we're going to be announcing that very shortly. Mm-hmm. So,
we just have to be a little more patient.
Yeah, thank you.
But I know you can't mention it, but there are some other wonderful things that are being put together.
He's
at this
right.
moment.
There are. And she's got great concerts along with the classical and then the pops as well. And we're tying those up, too. So pretty shortly, it will be announced. It'll be all over. So thank you. Yeah.
Well, you have been a joy to talk with, Lucy Blois, and, of course, Diane Scott. Yes?
Can we give one mention of the upcoming... we did mention the ball, the Arabian Nights.
Yes, the Arabian Nights. You're excited.
Sorry, you can tell what I'm focused on.
Thank you.
I didn't mean to interrupt, sir. Mm.
So we thank you so much for sharing your joy in the arts with us. Here on Lehigh Valley Art Salon. Special thanks, too, to our technical engineer, Steve Aronson, who cherishes creativity, imagination, and music, and provides us with expert audio experiences, and has done so since the beginning of our radio adventure in 1899. Did I say 1899? Steve, are you that old? Or?
He looks great.
I'll tell you something after
Okay. I'm sure you will. Thank you. Thank you both very much.
Thank you both.
You're welcome, thank you for inviting us.
We appreciate it.
Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, is a generic action-adventure movie from Freedom High School graduate Dwayne Johnson. The conceit of Jumanji is that teenagers, Alex Wolff, who plays Spencer, Morgan Turner, who plays Martha, Madison Eisenman, who plays Bethany, Sir Darius Blaine, who plays Anthony, the Fridge, and Mason Guccione, who plays Alex, get teleported into a video game where they become adult avatars. They become no less than Dwayne Johnson, Dr. Smolder Braveson, a.k.a. Spencer. And Johnson has some good moments. You gotta love his arched right eyebrow entrance scene, and there's one scene straight out of a World Wrestling Entertainment show. Karen Gillan is Ruby Roundhouse, a.k.a. Martha. She's funny in a dance combat scene and also in a femme fatale training scene with Jack Black, who plays Professor Sheldon Shelley Oberon, a.k.a. Bethany. Jack Black gets this week's At the Movies Mug-a-Rama Award. And while I'm an old liberal white guy and might be overreacting, the role of Kevin Hart, who plays Franklin Mouse Finbar, a.k.a. The Fridge, is stereotypical and borderline racist. The surprise in Jumanji is Nick Jonas, who plays Jefferson C. Play McDonough, a.k.a. Alex. He's the most naturalistic and compelling actor in the entire movie. Bobby Cannavale, who plays Russell Van Pelt, is an otherwise reliable actor, but here he's mawkishly unbelievable as the movie's antagonist. While I am generally aghast when youths or adults chortle, I'm bored, since I am rarely bored, Jumanji, touted as a sequel to the 1996 movie that starred Robin Williams and based on a board game, bored me. Director Jake Kasdan, who directed Bad Teacher, Walk Hard, The Dewey Cox Story, hits the ploddingly predictable plot points in the screenplay Kasdan wrote with Chris McKenna, Eric Summers, and Jeff Pinkner. The story is based on the 1981 children's book by Chris Van Allsburg. In Jumanji, scenes unfold with little substance or surprise. Attempts at comedic dialogue mostly fall flat, especially when resorting to puerile jokes about body parts and bodily functions that can't be politely described on a public radio station. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle is an unwelcome sequel. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle is MPAA-rated PG-13 for adventure action, suggestive content, and some language. I'm Paul Willistein at the movies for WDIY.
This is WDIY Allentown. The time is 6:30 and it's time to take charge of your life.
Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life.